आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी लॉड्स द रोल ऑफ मिडिल क्लास इन कंट्रीज ग्रोथ, सेज देयर एस्पिरेशंस आर स्ट्रॉन्गेस्ट फाउंडेशन फॉर नेशंस प्रोग्रेस। RBI to announce its sixth and last bi-monthly monetary policy decision of financial year 2025 today. Government says EPFO achieved significant milestone of surpassing 5 crore claims settlements in financial year 2024-25. India strongly condemns attack on Sheikh Mujibur Rahman's residence by vandals in Bangladesh. Donald Trump imposes sanctions on International Criminal Court, accusing the body of targeting America and Israel. And 9th Asian Winter Games to begin at Harbin in China today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the role of the middle class in the country's growth and said their aspirations are giving impetus to the nation's progress. Replying to the debate on the motion of thanks to the President's address in Rajya Sabha yesterday, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's decision to empower the middle class by giving more money in their hands. Mr. Modi said a new middle class has emerged in the country and his government is standing with strong commitments with this new middle class.
25 करोड़ लोगों को गरीबी से बाहर निकालना ये हमारे लिए गर्व का विषय है कि हमने एक बहुत बड़ा काम किया है और आज गरीबी से निकलकर वो एक न्यू मिडिल क्लास हमारे देश में अर्जित हुआ है। हमारे न्यू मिडिल क्लास और मिडिल क्लास की आकांक्षाएं आज देश के लिए गति देने वाली शक्ति, हमारे देश की एक नई ऊर्जा है, देश की प्रगति का सबसे बड़ा आधार है।
Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. Asserting that the BJP-led NDA government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement, he said the people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time.
कांग्रेस के मॉडल में सर्वोपरि है फैमिली फर्स्ट, देश दूसरी बार तीसरी बार हमें सेवा करने का मॉडल बनाती है। उसका कारण देश की जनता ने हमारे विकास के मॉडल को परखा है, समझा है और समर्थन दिया है।
After the Prime Minister's reply, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on President's address, negating the amendments of several opposition MPs by voice vote. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA rocked both the Houses of Parliament yesterday as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility. Dr. Jaishankar made similar statement in the Lok Sabha amid din by opposition members. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce today the decision of its Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, meeting amid widespread expectations of 25 basis points reduction in interest rate after a gap of nearly 5 years. New RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra, who chaired his first MPC meeting, is expected to announce the decision of the six-member panel this morning. The three-day meeting of the MPC started on Wednesday. In a statement, the Associated Chambers of Commerce and Industry of India, ASSOCHAM, yesterday said the rate cut can enhance liquidity in the banking system and will also revive consumption and fiscal discipline. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has reached a significant milestone by surpassing 5 crore claim settlements in the financial year 2024-25. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia announced this yesterday. He said the claims have exceeded the 4.45 crore claims settled in the previous year. Dr. Mandavia attributed this achievement to a series of transformative reforms introduced by the EPFO to streamline the claim settlement process and reduce grievances of the members. The minister also highlighted that auto claim settlements have doubled to 1.87 crores in the current financial year, compared to 89.52 lakh claims processed throughout FY 2023-24.
पिछले एक साल में 5 करोड़ से अधिक क्लेम्स सेटल करके ईपीएफओ ने एक नया इतिहास रचा है। ईपीएफओ के सभी ऑफिशियल्स कर्मचारी उसको मैं अभिनंदन करता हूँ और ईपीएफओ प्लेटफॉर्म को रिफॉर्म करने के लिए जनता की ओर से हमें कई सुझाव मिला था। ये सब सुझाव देने वाले सभी लाभार्थियों को भी मैं अभिनंदन करता हूँ।
All preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
The Delhi CEO informed that 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Around 5,000 staff members comprising counting supervisors, counting assistants, micro-observers, statistical staff and other supporting personnel have been deployed and trained for the counting process. Ms. Vaz said that scrutiny of election documents, including Form 17C of 70 assembly constituencies, has been conducted. She added that independent central observers appointed by the election commission, candidates and their agents, and returning officers were present during the scrutiny and they did not receive any complaint from any candidate during the process. The EVMs have also been kept at the strong rooms under the constant vigil of the commission and the police officials. The Delhi CEO noted that the counting of voter slips of 5 voter verifiable paper audit trails in each assembly constituency will be randomly selected. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth yesterday reviewed the India-US defence cooperation spanning across multiple domains including land, air, maritime and space. During their phone conversation, Mr. Singh congratulated Mr. Hegseth for his appointment as the US Secretary of Defence. Both the leaders appreciated the bilateral defence partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to deepen the ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Greece Foreign Minister's Affair George Gerapetritis held a bilateral meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Both the leaders expressed their view on a wide gamut of bilateral relationships. During the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted the importance of India-Greece partnership, saying that India wants trade, investment and technology collaboration. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said that it is regrettable that the historic residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression, has been destroyed. He added that all those who value the freedom struggle that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of this residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said that this act of vandalism should be condemned. Now news from Mahakumbh. A digital exhibition has been set up at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj to educate public about the 3 new criminal laws in the country. The laws are Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam. Our correspondent reports that the new laws have replaced the Indian Penal Code, Code of Criminal Procedure and the Indian Evidence Act. A report.
The Mahakumbh Mela is not just a gathering of faith, but also educating devotees about their legal rights and digital tools for justice. Central government and Uttar Pradesh government has set up different stalls to make awareness about the 3 new laws. Talking to Akashvani News, head operator of Uttar Pradesh Police, Omkar Gupta, said that they are providing information to the public about these new laws in simple language.
पुराने जो कानून थे वो काफी जटिल थे, लेकिन जो नए कानून आए हैं इसमें काफी जनता को सहूलियत है. उसकी FIR जल्दी लिखी जाती है. अगर FIR नहीं तो कानून पे धाराएं लगा करके और उसके बाद निस्तारण जल्दी से हो और उसकी चार्जशीट जल्दी फाइल की जाए.
An artist मुन्नालाल यादव said that they are generating awareness through street drama.
हम कलाकार अपने गीत के माध्यम से, अपने नाटक के माध्यम से इस कुंभ मेले में ये दिखा रहे हैं कि आप जगिए और एक कुशल व्यक्तित्व का परिचय देते हुए आप स्नान करिए, भीड़ भाड़ से थोड़ा बचिए और आप स्नान करते हुए निकलते रहिए.
The new laws have been designed to make India's justice system more transparent. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
Drawn by the spiritual grandeur of the Mahakumbh, a group of 68 Hindu devotees from Pakistan's Sindh province arrived in Prayagraj yesterday and took a holy dip at the Sangam. According to the UP Information Department, the devotees performed rituals at the sacred confluence of the Ganga, Yamuna and the mythical Saraswati, offering prayers for their forefathers. Speaking to media, the pilgrims expressed gratitude to the Indian government for issuing their visas quickly, enabling them to take part in the spiritual event. The 38th Surajkund International Crafts Fair, a unique confluence of colours, art, crafts, music and cultural heritage, is starting from today in Faridabad. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will be the chief guest on the occasion, and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini will preside over the event. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by lightning at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. Pockets of Himachal Pradesh and Odisha are likely to experience dense fog conditions today. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court, ICC, accusing it for illegitimate and baseless actions targeting America and its close ally, Israel. The measure places financial and visa restrictions on individuals and their families who assist in ICC investigations of American citizens or allies. According to the order, the ICC has no jurisdiction over the United States or Israel, adding that the court had set a dangerous precedence with its actions against both the countries. Trump's action came as Netanyahu was visiting Washington. A small plane contracted by the U.S. Defense Department crashed in the southern Philippines yesterday, killing off all four people on board. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the crash occurred in Mangduano del Sur in the southern Philippines. Ninth Asian Winter Games, AWG 2025, will kick off at Harbin in China this evening. The games will continue till the 14th of this month. Deputy Secretary General of the Organizing Committee of the Games and the Chief Spokesperson said yesterday that this year's games will see the largest representation of Asian countries and regions in history, and representatives from 34 countries and regions across Asia will parade during the opening ceremony. At the ongoing 38th National Games in Uttarakhand, four-time Olympian Deepika Kumari bagged a gold medal in the women's recurve individual event yesterday. Deepika saw off a spirited challenge from Anshika Kumari to win the decider 6-4. In the men's recurve individual event, Joel Sarkar claimed the gold medal with a 6-4 victory over Indra Chand. In the recurve mixed team category, the duo of Shukmani Gajanan Babrekar and Gatha Anandrao Khadake emerged victorious, securing gold with a score of 419. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. The deportation of 104 illegal Indian immigrants from the United States on Wednesday is the lead in all newspapers. Engaging with US to ensure deportees aren't mistreated, Jaishankar tells Parliament, is the lead in the Tribune. EAM says, restraining deportees not new, women not cuffed, is the lead in the Times of India. Mostly all papers have on the front page the prediction of a comfortable win for the BJP and a significant decline in AAP's electoral fortunes in the capital. The Hindustan Times says, more Delhi polls predict big BJP win. Another story covered prominently with pictures is the demolition of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman's iconic house in Dhaka, as students and youth activists first set the house on fire and then used excavators and cranes to demolish the building. And finally, a story in the Asianet says that global temperature shattered records again as January 2025 was the warmest ever despite La Nina conditions, which are supposed to bring in cooler conditions. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds the role of middle class in country's growth, says their aspirations are strongest foundation for nation's progress. RBI to announce its sixth and last bi-monthly monetary policy decision of financial year 2025 today. Government says EPFO achieved significant milestones of surpassing 5 crore claim settlements in financial year 2024-25. India strongly condemns attack on Sheikh Mujibur Rahman's residence by vandals in Bangladesh. And 9th Asian Winter Games to begin at Harbin in China today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.